What is happening, ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray, and back on the couch is Stat. What's happening, brother?
Cracking.
Living the dream or what?
Nope.
Nice. Nope. Okay, and right next to him is Goose. Goose, you're back. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I love that. That's always just his answer, bro.
You were just screaming there. That's probably the loudest you've been.
Was I yelling?
That's probably the loudest you've been in about 35 podcasts
ever. I was looking at you.
Very good.
Yeah. And I was yelling.
Let's be fair, Stat, you can't hear a thing. You don't have your headphones on.
That's fine.
It's fine for you. It's not fine for me at all. I couldn't hear a thing.
Oh, it's all right.
Okay, sorry.
Forgive me. There you go.
It's good to be here.
I can't be the one to tell you about screaming because apparently the rumor has it, you're the house now.
You're Mr. Screaming.
That's no rumor.
That's, yes, singing oi oi.
That's oi oi. Well, welcome back, ladies and gents. Welcome back to another episode. Make sure you do us a favor, like the video, subscribe to the channel, do all that nice stuff. We got up to 150, so that's pretty impressive, Stat. Happy with that.
150.
We got there.
Yeah, bro. Light work.
Light work.
Another day in the office.
Next goal is that 200. But we haven't done a episode in about a month.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, and it wasn't on purpose either. Mm. You got sick that first week.
Yeah, I was sick for like, I've been sick for 7 months, but yeah, I got sick again.
you're always sick for something.
Yeah, just having a cracker year in terms of sickness. So.
And then the next week, our guests got sick. We were going to have Danny and Veronica on the show.
Yes.
And that didn't happen because they got really sick. And then week three, I got sick. So,
there's a lot of sickness going around.
Just a lot of sickness, mate.
Yeah, lucky. Yeah. That's right. We're back.
We're back.
Once again.
Bigger and better than ever. Joseph's in the room. Joe, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
He's giving me a nod. He's trying to yell as well, but that ain't
I think Joe's recovering from the last time he was here with Jeremy and Jackie.
When his voice was just
the voice, just the whole switching. And
All right, so are you going to stick to this switching thing properly this time around, or are you going to struggle the entire time?
I'll try my best.
Okay. All right. That's all we can ask for.
His voice is cracking already, the poor bloke.
Poor bloke.
Yeah, mate. So we're back.
Mm.
I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we've got something.
There's always stuff to talk about,
There's always stuff going on in the world.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, what's happening, Goose?
I mean, nothing so much on my end. I still work from home, which is fantastic.
So the four of us in this room work from home now. How are you finding it?
There's so much flexibility. It's amazing.
It's good,
excellent. Yeah. Like the working from home bit is whatever. It's okay. But just a lot of flexibility.
So how flexible is your role? Can you like leave your work throughout the day? Can you go do stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, today I had time, so I went to a funeral.
Yes, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
As you do.
So flexible.
Yeah. There's a lot of flexibility. If it wasn't raining, my lunch breaks, probably go for an hour walk somewhere.
Yeah, nice.
You're just the epitome of physical health.
It's good, bro. You're just utilizing the time that you have.
That's it. Fitness, it's my passion.
It's good, bro. I'm proud of you. These two tweakers are laughing at you, but I'm proud of you. You're a good man.
My body, it's a temple.
It's an hourglass. You have a figure of an hourglass.
Yes.
Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I'll stab him in the throat.
I take it very seriously.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Proud of you. I don't know why we're laughing. I don't know why everyone's laughing.
That's been dead set serious.
I'm proud of you, mate. Good on you.
You're the one that teases me the most.
Mate, listen. I don't know where you're getting that from.
Short story. The other week was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I did not want anyone singing happy birthday to me because when they did, this guy would scream out that I'm 42 tons. So I had a new rule. No singing. Don't wish me anything.
Can we just do a little happy birthday so we can
happy birthday.
I can't do this. I can't. It's too weird. Happy birthday, mate.
I appreciate the support.
Hey, always, bro. Always. Mate, anything for a little bit of a giggle, you know what I mean? giggle amongst the peeps.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
For the lols,
just a bit of a laugh from you, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
the couple of ha-has. The
LMAOs and the LMAFOs and LOs.
LOs?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, it's good life. But yeah, working from home, quite the treat, eh?
Oh, it's excellent.
It's not unbelievable. Okay, I know you worked like 5 minutes away anyway, like in your last role.
Yeah, but that was in like a service centre. That would have been the worst.
Still 5 minutes away from home.
One of the best jobs I've ever had.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it was the best. Bankstown was a great centre. I've worked in other centres to compare. Customers, I mean, yeah, they are no good, but I love them.
Customers are customers,
bro. I love them. Bankstown, they're excellent.
Yeah, it's...
I always say that, right? People always say, oh, I want to move out of the area. I want to move out of Punch Bowl, Bankstown, like, because of all the Lebos. Bro, it is so much better living next to Lebos than it is any other culture. I'll say it right now.
Yeah, approved.
Bro, I've lived in many different types of areas. Mm. And, mate, you don't have as many problems as you do like in other areas, because neighbors get very picky and they get very what's the word? Not controlling, territorial. You can't park on their side of the street. Why are there so many cars here? Why are you having a barbecue on a Saturday night? Why did you not let us know there was a party happening? Like, they get so defensive so quick. I've never had that in Bankstown.
The parking thing's a big deal at my place.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to park in front of my house and their house.
Yeah, but that's
45 houses down.
That's on you guys, though.
I park at Punch Roll Maccas.
Yeah. Sometimes I park in the next street.
Yeah.
Once I parked in the next street, and it just so happened.
Talking to the mic.
Out of all the days in the year, it had to be that day that tree had to fall on my car.
The tree fell on your car?
Yeah, a massive branch.
Oh, the tree branch.
Yeah, it was massive. It might have been a whole tree. And if I had parking close to my house, at least in my street. Not in front of my house, at least in my street, I would have had a whole tree fall on my car.
See, but you have a driveway.
That's very true.
You I don't have fit, you all of a fit sudden, like
three cars in your driveway.
Everyone uses the driveway at 5:30 in the morning when I leave to go to the gym. It's the busiest time in the driveway. Maverick, my parents, they're all awake for some odd reason.
I just had a vision of a traffic controller at the front of his house.
When I don't have trying to control the driveway. No one's awake. No one needs the car until midday. But when I need to go to the gym at 5:30 in the morning, you'd think that I'll be the first one leaving the house. No. I think they have a radar. We need to annoy him somehow. Okay,
but to be fair, you got two tradies in your house. You got your dad and your brother, so they
why are they parking in the driveway? They can park on the grass because they have utes.
But they both have not both, but Maverick has a new car.
You gotta protect
that at all costs.
Yeah, the new car takes precedence.
But we know it's Maverick and you don't want to, but I get it.
Yeah, but like I'm sorry, that's the rule. That is the rule.
New car takes precedence. Right. 100%. But I park a Punch Roll Maccas.
That's fair.
Because everyone in my street.
Yeah, but your life sucks because you don't even have a carport.
That's good preaching, that. But on top of that, every person that lives in every house owns 7 cars each. Some own motorbikes, some boats. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm expecting an aeroplane to come in my street one day.
I've never once seen that boat across the street from your house ever move.
Oh.
I'm convinced that he has just purchased it just to take up a spot
pretty
on your street.
Sure, I renewed that guy's license.
Oh, good. Yeah, he needs his boat. I don't need him living in Punch Roll. I'd rather him live in Double Bay.
I remember someone with your street address, and I'm pretty sure the number was pretty close to yours. Came in, I renewed their license. I'm like, do you know Nathaniel? He goes, I'm not even lying. He goes, the guy with the mole. I promise you. I'm not even lying.
I'm trying to think of which name.
That's so good.
It was a young kid. I think...
a young kid?
Yeah. Maybe he was getting his green peas. Maybe green peas to fools. Not sure.
I don't talk to any of my neighbors.
Yeah, I didn't say he knew your name. I just said he said the guy with the mole. The mole and the
what
dad.
What a piece of garbage.
He goes, the guy with the mole and his dad.
All right.
I can't remember I told you that.
Nah, first time.
That's very funny, bro. Right.
I'm going to have to go on a stabbing spree to everyone in my street. I've got some work to do.
Listen, even if I didn't know the number, I wouldn't say it on the internet. But I'm pretty sure.
Of course you won't. We haven't said the street name. Doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure it is. It was close to yours. I'm pretty sure it was across the road.
Oh.
And that's why I just assumed it was a guy at the back.
Can you talk into the mic, please?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Teenager?
Yeah. I'll stab him.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you got one teenager on your street. You know that one teenager?
Well, the one that would have said that about me? Yeah, I know.
Okay, that begs the question. Why would he have said that about you? What did you do to him? What?
I slashed his tires.
What do you mean? Wait, are you joking?
No. So
you actually slashed...
Yep. Okay. So I'll put it to you like this. So I've been living in my street, my house, since I was born, right? And my family have only had this when they came to Australia. 50-odd years. We take precedence over any other imbecile that comes in acting like it's their street. It's my street. I don't care who you are. Mom, it was one day where I came outside and I had to park because there's no parking, obviously, in my street, as we've already established. So I parked across the road. Anyway, come outside and the wipers are up at my house, windscreen wipers. So that's very weird. I go, I'm thinking none of the boys would come to my house, put up the windscreen wipers and leave. They're not that bothered.
Yeah, no.
Like some are bothered, but not that bothered.
Yeah, what year was this?
I can't remember. A couple years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years ago?
Oh, mm-hmm. Only 2 years? Oh, okay.
Maybe three, but I'd say about 2 to 3. Anyway, more home. Mm-hmm. Moving on. So, let it go. Whatever. And then a couple of days ago, well, obviously I parked somewhere else. And my dad obviously has to park his car, so he parks there. And then he comes and finds his tire slashed. By the same people that are parked in front of the house. So, did what I had to do.
How'd you guys know?
How'd we know?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, there's only Mesheke out in front of that house.
Okay. I love a good Mesheke, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And then every nothing time we'd like walk it out, they'd give us dirties. I'm like, bro, oh, you've been here for 2.5 Mesheke seconds. Is good. I'll burn your house down.
My whole life is Mesheke.
Yeah. So, I snapped it one day. Just heck. Yeah. Because, you know, okay, the other frustrating thing is that they also have a driveway. But they park their cars out the front of their house, so no one parks in front of their house.
Yeah. That's how it works, yeah. That's how Arabs are.
Yep. So I slashed one of the car's tires.
Okay. Did you get caught?
No.
So you committed a felony.
Yep.
That's happened to me.
Yeah, hold on. So hold on. Like, we're not going to just go past this. This guy committed a felony.
Yeah,
like,
what are
you
talking
about? The same topic. You went and slashed his tire.
But they also had a warning from me, and then they came back a few days later, and I go, all right, well, your tires are slashed.
Thank the Lord you gave them a warning, because that doesn't stop it from being a felony. What's wrong with you?
I slashed your tires.
You're so nonchalant about this, like it's normal.
Their grassy area?
No, it wasn't them. It was other neighbors with the boat.
That's pretty funny.
That guy was a champion. So, Brian, you're talking about park there. No problem.
So, yeah. What about you? You had your tire slashed too.
Yeah, I was in school, in high school. So, I was young. I was doing swimming training at the time. So, I'd wake up at 6 o'clock to go swim before school.
Bro, he was a gun in school, this kid. Goose. He was a gun.
You didn't know him in school?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you did. When I was on my license, I drove you guys around.
I drove around with he was
at U11.
Oh, Tarago, yeah.
So, yes, continue.
The whole swimming thing. The swimming phase was huge for this guy.
Yeah, yeah, I'll miss it.
Yeah, I used to wake up early, and one morning I woke up early and my dad hadn't gone to work, and he's calling the cops. And lo and behold, his ute and the family car to Tarago, all four tires on each car was slashed.
Why?
I think the neighbors, I mean, I think we're good with them now, but we've never been like, you know.
You guys have some dramas.
You know, when you watch on TV, the neighbors, they go hang out with each other. Yeah. They have coffees and barbecues together.
Yeah, no.
In my 27 years.
No. Have you guys, so never once met your neighbors like, oh, we're going to be mates? Because I'm the same. I've never done that ever.
My dad talks to them. But
like high buy, that sort of thing. But nothing crazy.
I think over the years, it's gotten better. But
you guys have lived there for what? He's lived there for 20 years, your dad?
Yeah. So, over, like, we're better now. I think now we've teamed up against the duplex further down. these dummies.
They're having turf wars.
These dummies have, they've subleased the room. So, there's like 4 or 5 people living in it. And they're actual imbeciles. Their side of the road, further down, like 4 houses down, so much parking. Where do they come park? Where I park. And I park where they park, and I have to walk 4 houses down like an idiot.
Yep. Yeah, mate. I never want to be mates with my neighbors.
Yeah, no. Nah. So I've got neighbors. Like, I'm in a granny flat, so I'm behind another house, right? And the neighbors there, they're lovely, great people. I really like them, and they invite me for barbecues all the time.
Like, go.
And they're the nicest people on the planet.
Go.
But the issue is this, and when I say barbecues, I mean pigs on a spit. Like, they go all out.
Mm.
My issue is this. If I open that door and I say yes once, you can't close that door anymore.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Of course you can.
Nah.
Why can't you?
Because they're going to expect to be invited to a barbecue at my place.
No, they're not.
And then back and forth.
No, they're not.
100% they are.
Then don't invite them.
Then I'm a scumbag.
Oh, sucks, doesn't it?
Such is life.
Well, such is life, exactly.
That's why
such is life for them.
That's why I keep saying no. I say yes to
them. You know what makes it worse, but if you park, and you go like normal, like a normal person, no problem. These people, they park and they leave their cars there for weeks.
Yeah, it's
like, had a bit of like dealer dumb, like dumb on the ears.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you park there and you leave, I don't know, a few hours, maybe even the next day, such is life.
No, I agree.
You know, we don't own the streets, we don't own the roads, do whatever you like. Yeah. But when the same car is parked there for a whole week and I have to park in the next street like an imbecile,
yep.
we have an issue.
To be fair, I retract what I said earlier. I've only got, there's only one neighbor that we've kind of grown up with that like their kids used to hang out with me and my sister. We like used to take us to school and back because we live 2 houses down. Great people, but they're now moving. So they were the only ones that like were good. Like they've moved on. Like they've obviously like all the kids, 2 of them married, have kids, whatever. But the parents are now leaving. They're moving to work where their kids are. They were the only kind of mates that I had that were neighbors. That were neighbors, yes, were good mates. But apart from that, could not give.
I don't know where. I don't know where Neighbors, the TV show, got it from, where everyone's become best mates and they neighbors. Hang out and all this rubbish.
You watch Neighbors?
No, I never did. No, but like it's Neighbors, Ramsey Street. Like it's Aussie culture. Come on, don't act like you don't know what Neighbours is about. It's about Neighbours.
I've never watched Neighbours in my life.
I've never watched that day in my life.
I actually watched a bit of Home and Away, wasn't
it? You used to watch Home and Away?
Oh, a little bit. I never understood it because I feel like
there was always a point in someone's life where they watched at least one episode.
It's like every episode is.
Home and Away?
Someone died.
Never finished an episode. Never finished an episode?
It was a weird show, bro. It was one that, those two shows were a weird part of our childhood.
You know, the other day.
They're soap operas, right? Like they do like an episode a night. Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, the other day, like I was scrolling through my TV and I couldn't believe what I saw, that The Bold and Beautiful is still going.
No, it's not.
It's like season 55 or something ridiculous. Or come season on. 30 something like that. Yeah, something stupid.
I don't know what's it about. Bold
yeah, no.
I thought it was like Beauty and the Beast.
It's a soap opera, right?
Yeah.
You know,
but
I've seen a lot of episodes of The Bold and the Beautiful because when I used to stay at my tata's place, she would watch that religiously.
Hey, your brother, bro. It's your brother.
Religiously, well,
so
bro.
What's it about?
No, I never understood what was going on. It was always about this person betrayed that person. She stole
very
his...
Serious,
yeah, yeah, it was a weird show. But my grandmother was obsessed, would watch it every day. And during the day, they do like back-to-back episodes.
Your grandma understand English? Like proper English, like fluent?
Yeah, she was all right.
It's pretty good.
But she'd just sit on that thing.
That's pretty good. She understood.
Bold and the Beautiful. How many episodes?
I don't know if my mom could sit there and understand everything. She was like, she had the air.
Yeah, she's like, oh, what's this? Or more. I don't think she'd give it a time of day.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, no chance.
But yeah, watch that stuff.
8,848 episodes.
How much?
The Bold and the Beautiful has 8,848 episodes. That's a lot. It's been going since 1987 for 37 seasons.
Oh, okay. 55 was a stretch, my bad. 37 is still ridiculous.
Have the same.
Are you kidding me? 37. That is ridiculous.
Well, I said 55. That was
no, but it's not as bad as
37
that.
Years. Far 37 years. What Simpsons is what 30?
33, 34, something
season?
Like that.
Oh, years. I don't know. But
I think
season's 33 at the moment.
No, they. I don't think they ever missed a year. So I think it is that many years as well. I think the longest running like show on TV is Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah,
that's in the 40s.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So like 42, 43.
But yeah, back to the point. Yeah, never watch Home and Away. Never watch Neighbours. Never.
Yeah, no.
But I'm never
interested in
it. No, I don't care for I hate Australian TV.
Yeah. No,
I hate free Australian TV. I feel like they have a show, a movie here and there that are actually pretty good.
Yeah, they do. The other night, Terminator was on.
That's not Australian, buddy.
Yeah, but it was on the, what's it called?
Okay.
It was
on the free air channels. He's talking about the free air channels. Ah. Yeah, the free the air channels have died.
One of the best movies in the world. He called it Australian.
I didn't call it Australian.
He's saying the free the air channels.
Same free air channels.
Bro, you know what? They took a deep dive.
Okay, look, I'm a bit of a retard when it comes to movies. Not that much of a retard.
Listen,
he's had a heart attack.
Aussie
due
channels.
Due to that or due to your, nah.
Aussie channels took a deep dive, man. Do you remember the heyday of it? Australian Idol, Biggest Loser.
Mm.
They were the good days.
Yeah, but they even. Were
nah, I loved The Biggest Loser, bro. Used to watch every season.
Why?
Because I loved it. I loved watching these fat people get skinny. And
that
I wa-
doesn't interest
and
me.
I wanted to do the challenges that we're doing.
I can't do reality TV, bro.
It's so dumb, bro.
Nah,
that's why I don't watch TV. That's why I don't care for. I don't watch anything. The only thing I watch is like Tipping Point.
I think the only I think the only good reality TV was Jersey Shore at one point.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Back in my head.
Right. No, you're...
Nah, but it's for when I was 18, like,
yeah,
it was
right, but you're 100% right, because...
About Jojo?
No, about Aussie TV. about Aussie TV, it's rubbish.
It's garbage.
There's nothing good on it.
The only thing good is Tipping Point, and
nah, back when you know
Grant Daniels was doing Family Feud.
Deal
No Deal. Deal No Deal was quality.
Yeah.
Back when Andrew O'Keefe, now he's in jail.
Wheel of Fortune was good.
He's in jail?
Yeah, he's in jail. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Yama, Alex?
Oh, cuz. AVO's.
Yeah.
AVO?
Bashing women. This man, is that?
Bashing?
Yeah.
Bro, he was a full advocate for
the. What do you call it? Domestic violence.
For the violence against women? He was like the president?
And he's bashing them.
Yeah, bro. What do you think there's no Don't Do on TV anymore? I know, it's very upsetting. That's why I go on. I just go on YouTube and watch Don't Do highlights of Andrew.
Wasn't he very short?
Oh, I never
was. He reaching up to bash these women? Like, what's the guy?
What was he? Did he get a suitcase and smash it with it?
Like, it was one of the showgirls that held the suitcase.
I said, deal.
I said, deal, you punk.
Come from the back.
Yeah.
Collect them.
Collect them because he wasn't $1 million.
Aussie Idol was great those first couple of seasons.
Back in the day, yeah, they're all right.
The Guy Sebastian.
That was the first season.
Shannon Osher won.
First season, yeah. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I remember in high school in the music room, we had like the chart and the X's.
That's what I mean. Aussie TV used to slap, man. Like everyone would get into it.
Mm.
And the next season was really good.
Wasn't that the Ricky Lee season?
Maybe, but there was...
What? That was a rubbish win.
There was a guy that everyone wanted to win.
Yeah, Anthony Clear, I think it was.
Did he come third?
Yeah. He came third and then Ricky Lee or something like... One.
But now I realize that he does movies now. He was in Never Back Down 2.
What?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. Let me find out who.
Which is Never Back Down 2. That's besides the point.
Wasn't that a straight DVD?
Do you remember when Casey Donovan won it? Do you remember Casey Donovan?
Yeah.
The big, she's a big Aboriginal girl.
Yeah. That's when it started going down.
Yeah, I saw her in Magazine a couple years ago.
That's her.
Yeah, she's a full bum.
Really?
Yeah,
a lot of those. That's what I mean. Like, after the first season. They didn't really like...
Everyone else became duds.
Yeah, they all became duds. It never took off like the other shows.
But
you know what show I like? Australia's Got Talent.
That's crap.
Oh, come on. That used to be good, man.
That's crap.
That used to be really good.
That is...
It's rubbish now.
No, the whole time has been garbage.
Nah, man. They had some good stuff.
No.
And that one with the X Factor, that was good too. I liked that one. They had Alton Childs one season, the guy that couldn't remember his lyrics. Remember that guy?
No, because I don't watch this.
Yeah, no, it was good. Nah, that was quality TV.
I was talking to what's it called? Last week.
Yeah.
I was talking to your dad.
My dad?
Yeah. At your surprise birthday dinner.
Why?
Oh, he was sitting next to me.
Because he was at the surprise birthday.
And also he was sitting next to me. Who I was going to talk to. Talking to him. And X Factor was on. And he goes, this has to be the stupidest show on television. And I said, I couldn't agree more. And we became best friends. We're always best friends, but like it just solidified our friendship.
His name is Dean Geyer.
Who the heck has then got? Show me.
Yeah, hang on. Australian Idol.
Anthony Clear was the homo.
Have a look at that. And he's in Never Back Down too.
Yeah. Oh,
are you talking about Anthony?
No, this is a guy.
Then go.
Yeah, I was watching Never Back Down too, and I'm like, this guy looks.
This guy's an Aussie.
Yeah,
I like this guy. He's a good actor.
He was very good in Australian Idol. I think he came third.
I don't remember.
But I've seen him on other movies. He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, Haram, when I was
watching
the show.
Oh, he's actually South African.
There you go. This is not even Australian.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, it's rigged. What would I watch?
Go back to my dad, what did he say?
He's saying X Factor is a garbage show. Because it was some khatiar that was dancing on a pole.
Yeah, actually, my
It's terrible, bro.
On YouTube, yeah.
It's rubbish now.
And what? You don't watch highlights on YouTube?
My parents watch everything on YouTube. My parents watch this on YouTube.
Have you noticed? Your dad's probably the same way. All parents watch YouTube now.
Yeah, but what they watch on YouTube now is the old Arabic shows.
My parents watch old Western shows, old Arabic shows, Turkish shows.
My dad watches people pulling pranks on each other or vlogging random places.
I walked in on my dad watching someone cement rendering a house in the middle of the woods.
Can I tell you? I love that stuff.
That's
can I tell you? I love
you know
that
what?
Stuff.
That's not even that bad.
No. I love that stuff.
I'd rather that than watching a show on Audible.
I walk in on my mum watching ladies in the woods cooking like old school meals.
Yeah. No,
like in the mountains, yeah.
Yeah, they're hectic.
I like that sort of stuff on YouTube. But yeah.
I don't want to watch the 75-minute version. I want it done in 40 seconds.
Right, I've watched. Yeah, 100%. You know, I've seen my dad. I've walked in on my dad watching a movie on YouTube, but recorded really badly, right? Like either cam or whatever it is. I look at him. I go, Dad, what are you doing? Because I'm just watching this movie. I go, you have Netflix. You have Stan. You have Amazon. You have every streaming service. It's on three of those right now. He goes, I didn't know that. It was easy on YouTube.
It is easy on
YouTube. You just search it.
YouTube is Very easy.
It is, mate. It is.
That was a very profound statement you just made there. Well done.
It's so much easier. It's going to Amazon, then Stan, then Netflix to find a movie. Guys, just go on YouTube.
Don't get me wrong. They're all great, and I have majority of them. But when I need something quick, it's YouTube.
Okay, but you're not watching a movie on YouTube.
Oh, I wanted to say so many things, but I have them
all. Well, I watch like clips. Like, I go on my reels, and because it picks up what you watched last time, gives you recommended stuff. So I watch like 40-second reels of different sitcoms, like Big Bang or Scrubs or different shows.
Yeah.
Like
Switch, I like the short stuff.
Or
yeah.
Different Game of Thrones. So like, there's like 40-second clips, and I just flick through like this on
my reels. Yeah. Why are you bopping your head? You flick through.
You know you can do that on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook as well, right?
Yeah, but YouTube. Yeah, Facebook is dumb.
Facebook's
Instagram
rubbish.
Is crap.
Nah, Instagram TikTok I like. Do you know why superior. I like Instagram over TikTok? TikTok is by far superior, and I'll never argue that. The algorithm there is unbelievable, but that's why I prefer Instagram. Because when I had TikTok, I've deleted it now, I would spend hours just flicking through.
Instagram the same thing.
No, Instagram's algorithm is horrendous. So it will get to a point where it's just showing me rubbish that I don't want to see and I'll finally get off it.
I think YouTube has the best algorithm because it actually shows me
it's
stuff.
It's TikTok.
No, do you know TikTok. Why TikTok is bad? Because you guys are going to judge me big time now.
No, TikTok has the best algorithm. No, it's a fact.
But I've never...
It's a fact.
I didn't care about facts. Facts are crap.
Yes.
Let me tell you my facts.
Yep.
Of real life facts. Let me tell you.
And send the via facts when you're done.
Yeah. That was pretty good. When I watch stuff on YouTube, the algorithm or whatever you want to call it actually shows me stuff similar to it. On TikTok, judge me, call me whatever you want. All it comes up is harakat and garbage like that.
He's the one arguing with you.
And then you say, then when I tell people that, they're like, oh, it's based off what you watch, so you must watch that crap. I promise you that. I don't need to prove anything to you. But all that comes up on TikTok is crap like that.
I love it.
So I deleted it. I'm like, this is garbage. I don't want to see all these harakat.
You know what I just downloaded? Be Real. You heard of that one? I really like the concept. Have you heard of this thing?
No.
So Be Real is this app. It will randomly notify you during the day. Do you remember when on WhatsApp we used to at 11:11 every day send a photo of what we were doing? Remember we used to do that on the boys chat?
I didn't know it was 11:11. I just saw everyone sending photos, so I sent one.
Yeah, so we'd send It'd be someone would randomly say, send what you're doing, and then we'd all just send what we were doing. Be Real's this app, right? It notifies you at a random time in the day, and you have 2 minutes to send a photo of what you're doing. I like it. It's random. It's a fun game. How is that stupid? How is that?
It's very dumb. What's the point of it?
It's just fun. You just get onto it.
I'll be on lock.
He'll be on it in a few weeks.
I'll be on lock.
I actually don't mind it. Like, because you take a selfie and you also take like a I sent my brother a friend request. But he still hasn't accepted it.
What's your name, Joe? You're not part of this show.
Everyone put your phone away.
So like, I sent him a friend request and he hasn't done anything about it. But he's a grump. But like, so it notified me.
Oh, you're part of the show. Yeah, we approve. You can bring your phone back
up. Yeah, you're back in.
So it notified me, and I had to send like. Right? Like exactly what I'm doing. So that's all it is.
Exactly at the point. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I've seen like memes and photos of that.
It's pretty good.
Facebook. I don't know what they were doing. I'm like, why is there like a selfie and a photo? And
yeah.
I'm like, these guys are weird.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah. But like, that's my cousin, for example. Like,
okay.
It just sends out whatever they're doing. So it's just, it's literally send it. You can't filter it. You can't do anything.
Top five dumbest things I've ever.
I love it. I think it's great.
Give me 3 weeks.
So I'm waiting for I'm waiting for both of you to jump
on
it.
Give me 3 weeks.
Because 100%.
It's very dumb.
Because also, for people like us, whose lives are the most random things on the planet, you know, like I went to the airport 3 times last week. for my dad, bro. I'll get into it. But like, our random, like it'll be very random, you know what I mean? Anyway.
How do you know at what point it tells you to be real?
It sends you a notification.
At any point in time.
Yeah, it could be at 10 p.m., it could be at 3 in the afternoon, whatever.
I got it once at 11:50 p.m.
Joseph got it once at 11:50 p.m.
Who's asking you to be real?
Yes.
The app. The app is called Be Real.
And if you do it at the right time, it says how long late they were.
Yeah. I don't know, it's something new.
I'm so excited.
I guarantee you. Listen, stop the 3 weeks. Stop 3 weeks. He's going to download it right now. Yeah. I guarantee it. I guarantee it by the end of this podcast.
It makes a lot more sense now.
It's pretty fun. I like it. It's different. I like how different it is.
I mean, it's really infuriating. I guess
we'll look at it.
Yeah, but didn't TikTok infuriate you at one point?
No.
Or did you always
people
like
doing
that?
TikToks infuriated me.
Okay, that's fair.
The dancers, like, they come and they do all this. How to catch
do you remember when we were at that cafe at Homebush and we saw those girls filming a TikTok next to the water?
Cuz, what is Michelle going on Regent's Park?
Who knows, bro?
Yeah. For argument's sake, yes.
Yeah, do you remember that? It was just, it's so weird to watch because there's no music going on and they're just standing in the middle of the public area dancing like idiots.
I'm not a big dancer. That's a lie.
I'm not a big TikToker dancer.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, that's fair. Not a TikToker dancer. Yeah, so I'm on Be Real now.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll look at it.
Wait. I guess we'll
he's going to look at it afterwards.
I guess we'll never discuss this again.
Stats already downloaded it. Stats already downloaded.
Oh, what? Be Real notification.
Be Real now.
Be Real now, what?
Yeah, no. That's good. It's very dumb.
It's very dumb.
But you know what's not dumb? Mm. Actually, no. You know what's also very dumb? This Rugby League World Cup.
Okay, yeah, I need to talk to you about this. Can you give us some updates on it? What's been going on? Highlights, no lights?
You can ask three questions.
Okay.
Wow. It's good.
So on Parramatta.
Okay.
Facebook Parramatta.
Oh, Facebook Parramatta.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
Facebook Parramatta. Put up a photo of their player, Mitch Moses, getting man of the match.
Yep.
No issue.
For Lebanon, yes.
Yeah, no issue. They put up his stats. They also put Yalla Moi.
Yep.
From my understanding, Yalla means come on, whatever. Moi is short for Muhammad.
Okay. Yeah, not Moses.
I don't think Mitch Moses has the name Muhammad in his name.
No.
Ah, you're right. I was so
confused. Why are they saying Yalla Moi?
No, you make a good point.
I'm not going to say unless
it must be a nickname in their group, but not relating to the Moi that we think it is.
I feel like because they put the Lebanon flag next to it, they're just categorizing because he won.
Unless it was some Aussie or some Asian who posted that thing and not a Lebo that actually knew what they were doing.
Does that confuse me so much?
It would have.
Mm.
If he was called Muhammad, no problem. That's a nickname.
You should let him know.
You're very angry about this.
Raymond Ray.
Yeah.
Muhammad Moi. Mitch Moses Moi.
No, I agree with you. Okay. I agree with you. Unless they have made that, like, they're calling Moi, but it's a whole completely different reasoning.
Maybe. It could be.
Not obviously to relate to Muhammad, like, or the nickname Muhammad,
yeah.
Short of Muhammad. But as in, I don't know, that must be a thing. But look, I don't work at Parramatta, you got to ask them.
That's what I was thinking. Parramatta, why is that? All right, yeah, so what's been going on with this thing, bro? Has it been good? Has it been crap?
World Cup? It's been all right.
I'm seeing a lot of blowouts.
Yeah, well, every nation sucks. See?
So that's my thing, right? Like, is it really an interesting thing to watch if they're all getting blown out?
No, it is.
Why?
Because it gives a lot of these players opportunities to represent their countries. Now, there can be garbage. Like, I don't want to be disrespectful, but Jamaica suck. But Jamaica have been trying to build a rugby league in their country for a very long time. But
so
they don't have
building the game.
It's about building the game.
Oh, no, I like that then.
And okay. It gives the players who probably never had, or maybe depending on player, never had an opportunity to showcase themselves.
Yeah, they showcase themselves in the World Cup.
Like, okay, who's like that England winger that smashed it the first week? And now all of a sudden...
Dominic Young.
Yeah, he plays for Knights anyway.
Mm. He's the black guy with the hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
You look at the Soccer World Cup, every World Cup in the Soccer World Cup, there's a young guy who maybe was good, maybe wasn't. He kills it. Next thing you know, gets signed by a big club. In 2010, I think it was Rodriguez for Colombia.
Yeah, that's right.
Killed it. Who did he get signed by? Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
It was not good afterwards, but he made his money.
Mm, made his mullah.
Why? Because he killed at the World Cup.
Nice. Yeah. So
who's to watch right now, team-wise?
Team-wise?
New Zealand, Australia.
Australia, New Zealand, England, they're the standards.
England are good. Lebanon, you know what? Lebanon are very good.
Bro. Lebanon, they're okay. They're okay. The squad they've got, they're doing all right.
They're doing it. If they were to make it to the finals arena, they'd be very
unlucky. We lost to New Zealand, what, 38-12?
That's 34-12?
That's
very
not
good
bad.
Score.
Yeah, that's
New
not
Zealand, bad. Especially because in the last 15 minutes, we were a shorter player the whole game. We lost 25 minutes and only scored one try.
What? Happened there.
Right. New Zealand are such a gun team. They smashed what the other team 60-something.
Yeah, Jamaica.
That's full on. Wasn't there an 84-0 score?
Yeah, Australia beat Scotland. So all it is these players that showcase their talents. A lot of these players know that their countries are they're not rugby pop at it, cuz I swear.
Can we take a 5 minute break to go outside and beat him?
I'm all for animal cruelty after this.
Bro, I don't know where that came from, to be honest.
Hey! Yeah, your mum. Anyway. So.
What a colour.
Yeah, literally.
All right, Joe, go outside and beat him.
Or we'll beat you.
Yeah.
So, World Cup, it's a very good spectacle. I'm going
to
ignore
it. It's like he waits for you to talk. Go.
Yeah, yeah. All right. If I stay silent, you reckon you'll just... I think, yeah, this is a very good sign. It's a good spectacle. Like I said, you go, you just see all these different players.
Chewy!
See, when you don't own an animal, you never...
Hey, it's very unprofessional of us.
It's disgusting. But...
Sorry, why us?
Yeah, why do I ever care about
professional you?
I don't care.
Yeah, anyway, it's a good spectacle.
It's a good spectacle, bro. Like, you see these kids that, you know, they showcase their talents. Mm. Like, they were talking about now different clubs, like, are chasing players from Italy because they've only played one or two games, but they've seen, like, they've showcased their talent. Well, they can.
Yeah, Italy got belted 68 something.
Yeah, they got belted.
There's a lot of countries in it. 60 this time, to
66. Like,
Samoa this morning beat Greece.
Oh, Greece, not Italy.
Fiji beat Italy.
Where are they playing?
Fiji beat Italy.
Yeah, Fiji bounced back and they beat Italy. Like 60. I watched it the other night. It was actually a very boring game. Because it was only one-sided. But, like, you just can see, like, these kids, yeah, you know. Yeah. But it's mad. Like, I love that concept of it. Like, Jamaica scored their first ever try in the World Cup. The scenes? They scored it with, like, 4 minutes to go. They were down 68-0. Really no. But they scored this try and the whole stadium were clapping for them. Like, they treated it like they won a grand final. Mad. But stuff like that, I love.
Are they filling the stadiums up? Ish?
I was feeling a mark like England games, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of them, like, they're feeling good. Some of them, but
it's
not.
It's good, though, because I like that the sport's getting some traction.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my thing. Like, yeah. Rugby league isn't known.
It's every 4 years, eh?
It's every 4 years, but, like, yeah. This year was the fifth year because of COVID last year.
Yeah, do you know, we all bought the jersey last World Cup. Yeah. I want to go buy the jersey. Who would have it, Peter?
I don't mind this one. It's
mostly red, isn't it?
It's mostly maroon or something like that. Yeah,
it's not green.
But I do love the last one, bro. That cedar right in the middle is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's mad.
Because it's Lebanon, I want to go buy it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Got to support them. But no, it's a good World Cup, man. Yeah. I'm enjoying it. Fair. Like, it's good to see these other kids really showcase their talents because some of them get to pick up rugby league, like NRL contracts or Super League contracts. So it's really good, exciting to watch.
Yeah, nice.
I love it.
Let me ask you guys a question. Are we done with the World Cup? Is there anything that you want to mention?
Have you seen anyone came out with this Cricket World Cup, by the way?
No, bro, I keep missing the games.
Last night was nuts, bro. Last night was insane.
I keep missing the games. What's been going on?
Bro, crazy. So, Australia suck. So, New Zealand, after 20 overs, got 3 for 200. And I was taking a bit of a break here because we're doing the Nan and Goo show for 30 seconds or so welcome. Driven out because old mate is a little bit busy. Yeah, I am. Well, I want to have a laugh.
No, you were talking. I just don't understand what you said.
Yeah, it's all right. I mumbled it. Anyway, New Zealand scored 3 for 200 after 20, which means we were garbage. Conway got like 92 or 50 odd. And then we were bowled out for 111. So surely suck already.
111?
Yep, so we suck already. Terrible. Last night, one of the craziest T20 games I've watched. So Pakistan, after 20 overs, finished on like 158 or something like that. Six overs, India were batting. Six overs. They were 4 for 33 after six overs. And they won in the last ball.
What?
Yeah, bro. Nuts. Insane. Virat Kohli stepped up. 82. Not out.
What was he batting at? Fifth?
I think he was batting a bit earlier, but everyone else above him was just getting... Okay. I think third or fourth. Yeah, bro. He came on. Blitz, bro. They were, after six overs, they were 4 for 33. But it's really good World Cup. Like UAE, you're in Afghanistan. Like all these...
Yeah, I love
all
that.
All these... smaller team nations as well, but they play cricket, bro. And like, you see a lot of like upsets. West Indies are out of the comp. West Indies are out. Yeah, they got beaten by, I think, Zimbabwe.
That's by Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Come on, like, that's awesome.
It's more competitive than it is the rugby league ones.
I like that.
So it's been very good. So they're playing in Australia. It's here. World Cup. Cricket World Cup. Yeah.
When are they playing?
They play during the day.
Every time I jump on KO, it goes game just finished. Like,
yeah.
What am I missing here?
I don't know if they've advertised it really well. I haven't.
It's been heard terrible. Anything bro, I would have gone to it.
It's only been advertised on Fox, to be fair.
How many rounds is it in?
I don't know.
Would you go see an Aussie game?
Depends.
I'd definitely go watch
for T20. Yeah, it depends.
All right, let's look it up.
Look it up, yeah. But it's been good. Like, what I'm loving is that these World Cups are happening, so I'm not as depressed in the rugby league off season.
Yeah.
There's still a bit of rugby league happening, but as well, You got cricket, World Cup happening, and then you got like the Formula One.
Still good sports going on, bro. It's still good sports.
Yeah. But yeah, you wanted to ask something earlier.
Yeah. I cut you off. Well, no, it's fine. It's a completely different topic. It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. I'm legitimately stealing this from another podcast. I was flicking through TikToks the other day. They brought up this question. You've seen Cars, the animated movie.
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, best one of the best movies
ever. Okay. Which is why I want to talk to you about. Because I know you like Cars. The cartoon.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Not Cars in general. The Pixar cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Fantastic.
It was nice.
I knew the first one. The rest.
Okay. Lightning McQueen.
Yep.
He's a living thing. Okay?
Yep.
Good with that?
Okay.
What type of insurance does he get? Life insurance or car insurance?
If we're getting technical, there's probably no such thing as a car insurance. It's just life insurance.
Why?
Because they don't drive cars.
That's where I go with it. I think it's life insurance. Is that?
Yeah, it's life insurance. Because
life insurance?
Obviously.
Okay, good. Because these idiots on this podcast were saying it's car insurance. I'm like, bro, no, it's life insurance, right?
Because that's their life.
Because they're alive.
They are. Yeah. They associate themselves with cars. We don't call
insurance human insurance. It's life insurance.
It's convicting. Yeah. So I called Steve Mumanjan the other day to discuss this with him. Because we discuss these things at length.
That's a great conversation. Yeah, that's any
conversation. Why is he never on the show? He would be great.
Because he's always busy.
Yeah, it's true. He does have a family.
We have to get him on a few dark episodes.
He does have a wife and kids.
Yeah.
We're gonna get anyway, so we were discussing it. And bro, we went through the history of Cars. The cartoons.
Thank God.
Yeah. We went through the history of Cars. And bro, there's like Doc, the guy that trains Lightning. Remember that guy?
It's been about 15 years, but I've seen it. Yuri, the train of trains.
Anyway, he's a doctor. He's not a mechanic, he's a doctor. So that's where I went with it. Life insurance.
Oh, life insurance. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I thought one of you might say car insurance would get into an argument. I guess not.
No.
Anyway.
Definitely life insurance.
Yeah, okay. Good. I've decided that's how I rate people in my life now. Through that question. Because if you think it's car insurance, you got some problems.
Well, it was like that debate that was raging a few months ago. Is there more doors or is there more or wheels in the world? Is there more doors or more wheels?
What?
You never
heard this?
You know, look, I've never thought about it and I really couldn't care less.
Wait, when we say doors, are we including like house doors and building doors?
Yeah.
Or are there more wheels?
That's like saying, is there more sunflowers?
Hey, you know what's dumb? Not talking into the mic. Talk into the mic, bro.
Talking to whatever I want. I'll talk into my phone. I'll talk into his app. How about that?
Yep. Catch
me outside. Okay, so more doors or more?
Yeah, it's a dumb question. You can do that with anything.
Yeah, but
is there more couches or more chairs?
That's a good question.
Dude, that's a very good one.
Are there more doors?
It's like some idiot that said, "Can God create a boulder he can never lift? If he can't,
they're dumb. Almighty. No, they're
if
dumb.
He can,
no, that's a serious theological question. That's stupid. But are there more doors or tires?
There are 8,000.
I have to say doors.
All right, bro. Is there more caps or snapbacks?
Caps. That's easy.
How do you know?
Because caps are world renowned.
Okay.
Snapbacks are cultural.
Well, how can you prove about doors or wheels?
Baseball caps alone are a massive selling.
Okay, well, wheels are massive selling, more than doors.
How are they, though? See, they're not.
Well, how are they? How are caps more than baseball caps?
Because caps...
Yeah, but then everyone became a hippie in 2008 and bought a snapback.
Since when do hippies wear snapbacks?
All of them in America, all of the shush. Chris Brown wore it, so everyone started wearing it.
Back to the doors and the tire. There has to be more doors because you've got doors on cars, you've got doors on buildings. The wheels are only road-related.
No. Doors have wheels.
So is that considered a door? Or is that considered a mirror?
I'm a...
It was an interesting debate.
This is a great debate.
This is a great debate.
No, I was actually kind of... I remember when I was going crazy all over TikTok. Yeah, it was actually a big thing. I was having arguments with my mates about it. I was team wheels.
So what do you think there is?
I was team wheels.
No, I think you're wrong. I think there's more doors. Because, like, you look at me alone, right? Like, my living situation. I've got the entry door, the back door, 4 doors on my car. That's 6 doors.
You know your fridge has wheels.
Oh, wow.
This is a dumb question.
No, it's not. This is very good.
This table has wheels.
Does it? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Maybe a table here does.
Okay, so when we say wheels, are we also like saying toy wheels?
Well, when you say doors, everything, you mean like an actual everything. Door?
So literally everything.
All doors?
This is great. All
wheels.
This is dumb.
I asked a very simple question.
This is going to bug me all night.
Literally. You never heard about this crazy thing?
Nah.
I don't want to get into
it. I love this stuff, bro. I love this stuff. This stuff wrecks me. I'll be up till 3 a.m. this morning now.
I will sleep happily thinking there are retards out there that actually think about this stuff. Like yourself.
There's people that can think about so much better stuff. And they think about doors and wheels and the josh. And how many windows are on this world?
That's a scary one. Like, how many windows are there in New York City?
Sure. That's
a dumb question.
Yeah, they are dumb questions. I agree. Why do people care so much?
I'm not saying you have to care so much. I'm just saying, like,
well, you care enough to talk about it, right? But I'm saying, what? Yeah, people are, yes.
Listen, if people, you know, spend their 46 minutes of their life watching our podcast, you know, there's other people out there that want to think about doors and tires.
Yeah, but everyone that watches our podcast are
very good humans.
Don't insult
our viewer base.
They're wasting their time.
We're trying to keep them on.
They're wasting their time.
They're not wasting their time. They're just, you know, they're interesting. We like them.
Also,
stop insulting our audience. You insult our audience. I'm sorry, everyone. That's true. Yeah, I think doors. Doors. But yeah, back to the Lightning McQueen thing. I really want to know what these people think. So I'm going to put up a poll this week. Is it car insurance or life insurance? But it's got to be life.
It's got to be life insurance.
100%.
Because they are cars.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love Lightning McQueen, bro. Yeah, have you seen the actual cow? The actual car that is out.
You know he got sued.
The guy, for what?
Disney sued him.
Disney are a bunch
they
of
They said... Because it's the toy, because he's using a Toyota 86, and that's the car that they modeled Lightning McQueen after, apparently. So they sued him for using the same car that they modeled.
Wait, they modeled it after the 86?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
That's what they said.
Because if I'm not wrong, what year did the movie Cars come out?
You check Cars, I'll check the 86.
Fair enough.
All right.
Well, for
what do you got?
Very solid.
All right. So the production years were 2013.
Oh, why are you guys looking into these?
2013.
Sorry.
Okay.
Impossible.
Psycon is originated from 2003.
Okay. The 86 was made in 2012. Launched
what the hell?
No,
I'm talking about the 86. What are you talking about? You said you were looking up cars. I was looking up the 86.
I'm looking up the 86.
You're an idiot. No. The Psycon body type, which was used on the 86.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right. In the Toyota 86 first produced 2012, it released in 2013.
Yeah.
But the Psycon is a discontinued brand of Toyota that originated in 2003, targeted at younger drivers.
All right, if it's 2003.
Either way, so this, so either way, they said.
Cars would have came out
in
2000 and what?
So they said to this guy, they go, because you're using the 86 car, it looks way too close to our car, get rid of it. So he ended up doing that, right? He ended up getting rid of it and whatever, and he was like, nah, sack this. And then he's just taking lawsuit after lawsuit with them. He lost, legally lost. And he's still doing it.
Must have a lot of money.
Don't know.
You know, while you guys were doing this, I just, quick question popped into my mind. Mm. Do our parents watch this podcast? They hear us talk the crap that we talk and they think, wow, our kids could have been doctors and lawyers.
My parents definitely don't think I could have been a doctor or a lawyer.
My mom thinks I could have been a lawyer. And I said, mate, there's no chance
in the world. My parents gave up on me so much, they told me to go be a bus driver.
Okay, well.
That's a pretty good gig.
On that note.
That's a pretty good gig, to be fair.
No, it's not. They hate them lives.
Yeah, it's because kill the bastard being there, get in the city and that. You have alcohol party bus. Get it, be on the party bus.
They go.
Everybody's coming.
The government will take care of you because you're a bus driver. I go, leave me alone.
Leave
me alone.
You guys rely too much on government jobs. Anyway, I think we're going to leave it at that because we have places to be, things to do.
And a phone call.
Well, okay. Well, ladies and gents, thanks for joining us for another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. Goose, where the people find you? Why do you do it so early? Where do people find you online?
On Instagram, joy_Azzy.
Joy_Azzy. Start with the people finding you, buddy.
Cheers, right?
at church. Ladies and gents, Ray Haddad 97, Instagram, Facebook, and now Be Reels apparently. So yeah, there you go. Follow, have a chat, brain start. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, and we will see you next time.
That was a good one.